Good morning, Los Angeles.
You're listening to
Art in the City.
This is Tori Zalbin
and Adrian Adar.
In keeping with the bicentennial spirit, the post-Watergate mood, and the new atmosphere on Capitol Hill, I would like to be the first artist to make a full public financial disclosure. My gross income for 1976 was $17,210. My business expenses totaled $16,156. This left me with a net profit for 1976 of $1,054. Thank you.
The word is panopticist. Do you know what it means? A panopticist can make any situation possible that seems absolutely, utterly impossible. He can turn it around no matter what it is. And you know what higher consciousness is, don't you? It's just feeling higher. That's all. We all want to feel higher, don't we?
Many, many millions of dollars.
Yeah! Oh.
She has a way of convincing people that this is the best thing for all of us.
Who said that? Oh, I don't know. I'm not really sure. I don't pay attention to my sex drive.
Many, many millions of dollars.
It's not like even having a job. It's fun. It's enjoyable. Getting to spend time with her, going and doing things. It's magic. It's Hollywood. It's magic. It's Hollywood. It's magic. It's Hollywood.
Drive. F area is constantly growing and changing. To the northeast, the city pushes up against the mountains in Pasadena and Glendale. It spreads north into the San Fernando Valley. The central district is full of new buildings. The Hollywood and Wilshire districts, once far from downtown, now are part of it which spreads past Beverly Hills and out to the ocean. But why is all this going on in Los Angeles? Why is Los Angeles an exploding city, more than Chicago or London or New York or anywhere? Understanding why is easier when you look at the city from the air. You can see the geography of the growth and also some important reasons behind it. We'll discover the geography and the reasons as we go along. Now, here's the flight plan.
Beverly Hills housewife. And a typical Beverly Hills husband. Then toss in one not-so-typical Beverly Hills bum.
My husband is not a bum. Oh.
And you've got all the makings for...
Tough guilt, please.
History.
What?
We do. Mighty dogs.
Anxiety.
You've got Paul Mazursky's Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Starts Friday at a theater near you. Check local listings rated 14 years limit.
Returned to Los Angeles from London, but this time he did not take the cheapy flight. And John Wayne is back in familiar surroundings, working for a new outfit, one he says he can be proud of.
Thank you.
this is Peter Frank. I write about art and organize exhibitions. I've been visiting art galleries, not just public institutions, but privately owned commercial outlets for art, for over 50 years. Over that time, I've seen the function and modus operandi of galleries morph and expand very broadly, even drastically, but not illogically, given the changes in everything from technology to real estate to art itself. I don't doubt that others have witnessed such changes as well, but I hope others have noticed things I haven't, and I'm guessing I've noticed things most others haven't. In particular, I wonder about the evolution of the social context, specifically the urban context in which galleries operate. How does the changing face and structure of any city impact the public presence of its galleries? How, in turn, do the changes in how galleries operate and present themselves affect their immediate environments? Do galleries fit in the way artists and their workspaces fit into a city? Or do they fit in the way museums do?
Prozac 10,000. Adults, take as a dietary supplement 4 times per day with meals, as directed by a healthcare professional. Store in a cool, dry place away from direct sunlight. Keep out of reach of children, please. Side effects may include death, nausea, insomnia, pain, tingling toenails. Your pinky may fall off. That's all.
feed my soul. I'm resting because I know he will win.
Greetings and welcome to another adventure of Captain Cloud's World Adventures. I'm your host, Captain Cloud, as you all well know. Today, we had Venice Beach, California. A place with my kind of people, the artistic people, the people who would brighten your day just a little with their music, juggling, chainsaw juggling, sword throwing, cookie selling. So join me today as we head out, along with my bodyguard Ace and other friends. We head out here to a world of adventures. A lot of famous people come out here to Venice Beach to check out the scene.
How you doing today, Uncle Ronnie? How's little missus?
Cat got his tongue, I guess. Well, I guess ever since the Richard Nixon incident back in 74, a lot of people like our president here, Uncle Ronnie, likes to kind of keep their mouth shut about certain issues.
Well, have a good day.
Okay. T-shirts sell very well here at Venice Beach. I just bought a really hot item. This one here is from Mainstream here at Venice Beach. I just bought this one here. $10. I think it's worth that money, though. From what I understand, these are really selling out fast. They're down to the last one, but I got to order a whole new supply from a whole truckload of them. It's a nice shirt to have, though. I'll wear it with pride.
Need a massage?
This is the place to get it. This here is Jingles, who's a master of the art. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about this, where you developed this technique from. And I noticed you have quite a crew here. A little bit about where you guys are coming from and the whole idea of the art that we're doing here.
We do anywhere from 4 to 6 different healing arts, like Jin Shindo, Chinese acupressure, Japanese massage, which is called Shiatsu.
Now, are you licensed therapists or anything like that?
Wait a minute,
no. I'm not trying to get technical enough.
You are?
No, seriously. I just saw that you had your sign out here. I haven't really taken a look at it, but is this something that you guys just do for fun?
Some of us are, you know. Some of us can't afford licenses. We can do that.
Yeah, no, that's fine. You guys apparently you have nothing but positive results from what I've seen.
Oh, yeah.
So you guys get a lot of business.
I don't think that we create miracles. I just think that we're channels for helping to create miracles.
Right. I understand that. Do you get a lot of the same customers, or do you get a lot of new faces? People come and go a lot?
Yeah, I get a lot of the same customers.
Okay, how long have you been doing this kind of work?
Oh, too long, though.
A lot of people say that.
2.5 years.
Yeah. All been right here, you guys.
I started with a group and it was about 2 people. Most people know some of them.
I see. That's great. Here's a mainstay musician here at Venice Beach. This is Harry Perry. Harry, you are featured on this postcard, if we can take a look at that there. And tell me, how much on the royalties do you get for this here?
Zero.
Zero? Okay. I understand you were in a couple of movies as well. Still out here surviving, doing well.
You gotta buy one of my CDs.
Well, to my website at VeniceBeachCalifornia.com. That's
Venice Beach, California. This is John Stevens, very well known here at Venice Beach for his sword swallowing and for his fire breathing shows. John, I wanted to ask you, how long have you been doing this kind of art?
Too long.
Too long.
About 10 years.
10 years, yeah. Have you spent all the time here at Venice Beach, or do you venture out into other places?
I started out circuses, carnivals, nightclubs, TV shows, and then I progressed to Venice Beach.
I see. Okay. Do you still go out and into the circus scenes and so forth and do this, or mainstay here?
The circuses are like all wax dummies now. And, using live performers, they don't do that anymore.
Okay. Now, I noticed here you have a newspaper advertisement on yourself there. Now, where did this come out at?
That came out in a paper called the National Examiner.
Uh-huh.
Which is, you know, it's one of those scandal sheets.
Mm-hmm. I see. So, okay, well, are you ready to do your stuff here?
I guess.
Okay, well, I'll just sit back here and watch them.
Well, here we go. A little bit of fire sucking. Watch. Get the damn thing wet here. First, I'm going to eat the fire, and then I'm going to swallow the sword. Maybe if you're nice.
Music is different here. The vibrations are different. Not like Planet Rave. Planet Rave's sound of guns, anger, frustration. There was no one to talk to from Planet Rave, if you understand. We set up a colony for black people here. See what they can do on the planet all their own without any white people there. They could drink in the beauty of this planet. It would affect their vibrations. For the better, of course. Another place in the universe, up under different stars. That would be where the altered destiny would come in. Equation-wise, the first thing to do is to consider time as officially ended. We work on the other side of time. We bring them here through either isotope teleportation, transmolecularization, or better still, teleport the whole planet here through music.
Some people notice when they come to see you is the unique way that you conduct the orchestra. I mean, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I'm trying to
acquaint them with outer space things. Other planets have culture, dances that are unusual, music, and that's what I'm trying to get the planet ready for space beings, because they're sure to land soon.
I think they already have in Russia, right? That's the story.
Yeah.
Now, who were some of your early influences?
Well, the planets, the creator, mythical gods, real ones, people, flowers, everything in nature, inspiration. Musicians get their inspiration really from environmental things, and all musicians are inspiration to me, no matter what style they're playing.
Why don't you introduce the next the two pieces of music you're going to do?
The next song, the first song, Retrospect. It's not really about memory. It's just thinking about something, future, past, present, about something that's totally impossible. It's that kind of song. It's reaching out to the potentials of humanity, potentials of eternal things. And the next one is about face to music, because music is considered as the truth, really. So you say, I'm singing face to music, because that's what this planet has to do now. They got to adjust themselves to another way of thinking and being. And this second song is about that.
But by all means, let's do it. Thank you.
Speed, safety, and comfort will be the keynotes of tomorrow's highways. A multicolored highway system may enable the motorist to reach his destination by following the correct color strip. The increased speed of tomorrow's automobile will demand that highway signs be larger and more simple to read, so that the motorist can anticipate his moves well in advance. Better visibility will be featured in new highway designs. As day dims into night, electric eyes automatically illuminate the way ahead. Radiant heat will keep the highway surfaces dry through rain, ice, and snow. If visibility is poor, our windshield becomes a radar screen, showing the outline of objects ahead. Or fog may be eliminated by dispelling devices along the right-of-way. Dashboard panels featuring built-in safety controls and electronic operating devices are predictions for tomorrow. A teletype panel shows up-to-the-minute traffic bulletins. The recommended safe driving speed is automatically indicated. Our rearview mirror is actually a television picture. Emergency units would combine police, fire, and ambulance services. Quick removal of disabled vehicles will reduce. In one sweep, a giant road builder changes rough ground into a wide finished highway. Prefabricated bridges and overpasses move immediately into place. Combining new formulas of concrete with quick-setting ceramic materials, a mobile kiln is supported by the bridge it builds. For tunneling through mountains, this atomic reactor applying incredible heat literally melts the hard rock as it makes molehills out of mountains. Here is preserved the beauty and grandeur of mountain travel with the use of cantilevered skyways. The shape of our cities will change as expanded highway transportation decentralizes our population centers into vast urban areas. With the advent of wider, faster expressways, the commuter's radius will be extended many miles. America will someday be crisscrossed by a network of super speed transcontinental motorways. Tomorrow's living in spacious, well-planned communities will be closely integrated with the highway system. In the private motorport, the family car is automatically washed, dried, and refueled. As father chooses the route in advance on a push-button selector, electronics take over complete control. Progress can be accurately checked on a synchronized scanning map. With no driving responsibility, the family relaxes together. En route, business conferences are conducted by television. On entering the city, the family separates. Father to his office, mother and son to the shopping center. These new forms of vehicles will bring about special-purpose roadways. Office buildings will combine unique parking and elevator services. From his private parking space, father will probably have to walk to his desk. When mother and son arrive at the shopping center, they enter a massive cylinder, and their parking space literally comes to them. Safely above vehicular traffic, moving sidewalks make window shopping effortless. Escalator ramps carry office workers from level to level. Advances in technology will give us more time for leisure in tomorrow's living. The family vacation will always be decided by a family vote, but getting there will be simplified by a punched card system, and the car is automatically operated and guided to preset destinations.
highly specialized pleasure vehicles will have every convenience of home. Today's insurmountable barriers and sheer cliffs will be scaled by highway escalators. One minute, our car is a highway vehicle. The next, a cabin cruiser. Keeping pace with America's economy, heavy-duty freightways will combine railroad volume with highway flexibility. Central Traffic Control radios a truck train, instructing the crew to pick up a farm produce unit. These non-stop farm-to-market freightways will bring remote agricultural areas to within minutes of metropolitan markets. At transfer points within the city, individual units automatically separate from the truck train for immediate delivery to shopping centers. Here they open up to become food dispensers. Another carrier sweeps directly to a seaport destination, where it becomes a neatly stacked unit in the ship's hold. To meet faster delivery schedules, these highways of commerce lead to launching ports, where the mobile freighter becomes the payload of a cargo rocket. Highway and automotive design will move forward together. First, we'll have the more efficient gas turbine car, then the speedier jet, the inexhaustible atom, and possibly the sun-powered electro-suspension car, which needs no wheels. These spectacular conceptions will lead to new dimensions for the American highway. Such visionary ideas, which today seem sheer fantasy, will be commonplace to future generations. There will be miles of tubular highways, air-conditioned routes across hot desert wastelands, over sub-freezing mountain ranges, and even under the oceans. Giant arteries will link together all nations and help create a better understanding among the peoples of the world. As in the past, the highway will continue to play a vital role in the progress of civilization. It will be our magic carpet to new hopes, new dreams, and a better way of life for the future.
Are the leading computers in schools, so even though you bought it to help you work at home, your kid will want to use it for his own homework. Of course, if all else fails, there's one last thing you can try. Get him an Apple of his own.
Hi, girls. I'm Doreen.
Hi, Andy. Ready for the history final?
History final? Is that today?
It sure is.
Oh, man, I forgot all about it. Let me borrow your notes, will you?
Andy, class starts in 5 minutes.
What?
See you, Andy. Hope you have your term paper finished.
Wait, I haven't been to history class in a while. I forgot which room it's in.
It's right here, Andy. Mr. Spencer's gonna kill you.
Reason more kids use Apple than any other personal computer is because it makes keeping up with school a lot easier. And that makes waking up to school a
lot nicer.
I'm not very good at singing songs, but here's a try.
If you wish to make an apple pie from scratch, you must first invent the universe. Space is filled with a network of wormholes. You might emerge somewhere else in space. Somewhere else in time.
The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars. A still more glorious dawn awaits. Not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns. The rising of the Milky Way cosmos is beyond measure. Elegant truths of exquisite interrelationships of the awesome machinery of nature.
I believe our future depends powerfully on how well we understand this cosmos, which we float like a mote of dust in the morning sky.
But the brain does much more than just recollect. It intercompares, synthesizes, analyzes, it generates abstractions.
The simplest thought, like the concept of the number one, has an elaborate logical underpinning. The brain has its own language for testing the structure and consistency of the world. A still more glorious dawn awaits, not a sunrise, but a galaxy rose. A morning filled with 400 billion suns, the rising of the Milky Way. The sky calls to us. If we do not destroy ourselves, we will one day venture to the stars.
For thousands of years, people have wondered about the universe. Did it stretch out forever, or was there a limit? From the Big Bang to black holes, from dark matter to a possible Big Crunch, our image of the universe today is full of strange-sounding ideas.
So lucky we are to live in this time, the first moment in human history.